Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Mirror takes us inside Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's luxury paradise garden at their £11 million mansion. The green space includes an envy-inducing children's playground and a chicken coop, so naturally they've chosen the location for some of their photo shoots. While pictures of the play have not been released by the couple, the real estate listing gave an insight into what it is like. Archie and Lilibet are lucky to have playhouses, slides, a climbing frame, a tightrope, a helter-skelter, and climbing walls. While the outdoor space also features endless lawn space with rose gardens, a tennis court, a guest cottage, and a large outdoor pool. There is also a vegetable patch where the eco-friendly family source ingredients for their meals. The main house includes a library, an office, a spa with a separate dry and wet sauna, a gym, a games room, an arcade, a movie theater, a wine cellar, and a garage with space for 5 cars. Meanwhile, the next king has more modest plans. The Mirror reports Prince Charles will reportedly live in little more than a flat above the shop at Buckingham Palace as part of his radical plan to slim down the royal estate when he ascends to the throne. It is also understood that Prince William and Kate Middleton will move from Kensington Palace to Windsor Castle, a relocation that the couple is said to want. The Queen is said to be against her son's vision to transform Buckingham Palace into a year-round museum and wants the palace to remain a family home of sorts for the royals. A source told the Mail the challenge was to decide how to effectively spread 2 generations of the family across a large number of properties once Charles becomes king. Central to Charles's priorities is ensuring these spaces go beyond being somewhere for members of the royal family to live and providing a service to the public. The source added, "Everybody recognizes it makes no sense to run so many residences, but if you give them up entirely, you will never get them back when Prince George and the younger royals grow up and need somewhere to live." Members of the public can currently visit the majestic staterooms, the gardens, the priceless fine art hanging from the corridors, and Her Majesty's throne room. Under new plans, members of the public will be given access all year round to the palace instead of the usual seasonal admission, while the monarch's living quarters will be dramatically cut. A friend of Charles said, "Despite what everybody thinks about him not wanting to live there, he will certainly have accommodations there, but it will be a much more modest, flat-above-the-shop situation, akin to that of the Prime Minister at Downing Street." Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Queen has a lot of inner pride at a special recognition from the world of horse racing following a record-breaking year, per a report in the Mirror. Her Majesty has had 33 winners in 2021, her best ever tally, through one of her most cherished hobbies. The successful team of horses has been led by Reach for the Moon, who raced into contention for the 2022 Kazoo Derby, which coincides with the Platinum Jubilee weekend next summer. Although this year the Royal Runners have earned over £500,000 in prize money from 147 appearances on the track. In happy news, the Queen has been inducted into the official Hall of Fame for British Flat Racing. The 95-year-old monarch becomes the first entry in the special contributor category, chosen by an independent panel of industry experts. The Queen's bloodstock and racing advisor John Warren said, "I suspect that the Queen will have a lot of inner pride in being invited into the Hall of Fame. The Queen's contribution to racing and breeding derives from a lifelong commitment. Her love of horses and their welfare comes with a deep understanding of what is required to breed, rear, train, and ride a thoroughbred. Her Majesty's fascination is unwavering, and her pleasure derives from all of her horses, always accepting the outcome of their ability so gracefully." Sir Francis Brooke, the Queen's representative at Ascot Racecourse, said, "The inclusion of the Queen within the Quipco British Champions Series Hall of Fame recognizes her unique contribution to the world of racing, not only as an enthusiast, but also as a successful owner and breeder, and as its most important patron. Champion owner in Great Britain twice, most recently in 1957, the Queen has recorded more victories in the current flat campaign than in that year. Her Majesty's famous purple, gold braid, and scarlet silks have been seen on more than 1,800 winners since 1949 jumps scorer Monaveen. The Queen has bred and owned the winner of every British classic, 2,000 guineas, 1,000 guineas, the Oaks, and the St. Ledger, apart from the Derby. Success in that race next summer, should Reach for the Moon return to the top level following a recent injury, would be especially important for the royal family." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.